Well, somebody who wasn't known for his singing said, when you sing, you pray twice. And the man who said that was Martin Luther, a great reformer of the 1500s. He spent most of his life looking into God's Word, reading that, preaching God's Word. But he thought when people sang to God, something very, very great happened. Almost like communicating with God on a deeper level. And in the Bible, I think God gives us a connection between our mind and our heart when we sing to Him. His Word says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, and then sing. And someone said that the devil never sings because the devil has no joy. But God's people have joy. So you and I can sing to Him. The Bible gives us some warnings about singing. It says when we sing, make sure your heart is close to the Lord. We don't want to honor God with our voices if our hearts are far away from Him. Often in the middle of a song, I'll say to myself, I'm not surrendered to God. I want to do that right in the middle of the song. Nothing wrong with that. When I was a younger pastor, a lady attacked me after worship one day and said, you're killing the service. And I said, how am I killing the service? And she said, because when we sing, you imitate a ventriloquist. I would sing basically without opening my mouth. And that's just because I was a shy and reserved person. It was in my heart, but she was right. If the praise of God was in my heart, eventually it would get to my countenance and my voice. And so the Lord is working on people about that. He may be working on you like He's working on me. But there's often in the Bible, song is seen as a gift from heaven. Starts in heaven, there is song there. And God gives us a song, and we send it back to heaven to praise His name. And often in the Bible, God's people would pray, or sing rather, in difficult times. Before going into battle, Israel was often commanded to pray or to sing. And military folks still do that today by having chapel services and things like that. When Paul and Silas were in prison, they sang. First they got free in their heart, and then the jail opened and they were free. When Jesus and His disciples were going from Gethsemane, headed to His arrest and getting to the cross, they stopped and they sang. Jesus knew He would be gone in 24 hours. He would leave His disciples for a very short time. But He thought it was important enough to sing to gain strength between Him and His Father in heaven. So we know singing is very important to the Lord and to our faith. When feelings for God are strong, singing is strong. When feelings for God are weak, singing is weak. And I think during the midst of singing, the Lord takes into account what might be going on in our physical bodies. If we're tired, if our voice is not strong, the Lord's not going to throw a fit if we don't sing real fervently. But He looks at the heart. And so during our singing time, sometimes if you just want to be quiet and enjoy the singing of those around you, that could be a great offering to God. Or if you want to sing out, because God put that in your soul, please do that. When we sing to the Lord, the Bible reminds us that we enter into something that's going on all the time, the worship of God. And in heaven, singing is taking place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If they don't measure time that way, but that's the way we would understand it. And so when we start to sing, we're joining something that's happening already. And when you came to church today, you're not only singing with the person next to you and with the choir. Really, you're singing next to Moses. You're singing next to Daniel and David. You're singing next to Jeremiah and the Apostle Paul. And they're all singing away in heaven. And you get to join them. And you get to join loved ones who have gone to be with Him. So it's a great blessing from the Lord. Sing well, sing from the heart and then the voice. Sing because Christ is your Savior. The gift of salvation is yours and you belong to Him. And sometimes if you get slow in your singing, remember the character of who God is. Because when we think of the Lord, I think there's a song that comes out of our soul. Might not get to our voices well, but it gets to our life. And so the rest of the service, we're just going to obey the command of God when God says, delight yourself in the Lord. And just be close to Him throughout this time. And all these praises are for His honor and for the strengthening of His people. And maybe someone who would be weak in faith or lack faith would come to know Christ because of the good message of the songs that people give to God.